This is Alex Easton on ABC Radio Queensland.
Professor Marcus Harms from the University of Southern Queensland is here to help turn over one of the rocks of history so we can stare at the assorted bugs and creepy crawlies we find under it. And today's rock has a little bit of magic to it. We're talking about the trial of Dame Ellis Kytella in 14th century Ireland. Now, Marcus, Dame Ellis has the honour, I guess, of being the first time we think that someone was ever charged with witchcraft as a crime. Is that right?
Well, and that's an honour, I guess. It's a funny sort of honour, I would imagine. But yes, that is really, really where she stands in history. I mean, otherwise, would we ever have heard of her? The answer is probably no. She just would have vanished into history. But, you know, you said a little bit of magic. Don't forget as well the sorcery, the serial killing, the animal sacrifice, the magic potions. She seemed to suspiciously outlive a number of her husbands. I mean, let's face it, she squeezed a lot into her life.
Right, well, that's good, because I was going to ask you what she's supposed to have done. You've pretty much listed it all there.
It's quite a shopping list of accomplishments, isn't it?
Looking through the list of charges, there were against her, like, sacrificing animals at crossroads and doing naughty things with demons and all of that kind of gear. But let's just go, just for the sake of argument, let's go with the assumption that she wasn't actually doing sorcery or consulting with demons, doing animal sacrifices, specifically
devil worship and all that. This is heady stuff for a Wednesday afternoon, isn't it? Is.
What do we think the real reason is? That
well,
people
I guess you
for?
Go back to, first of all, for the listeners, who was she? So she's an Irish noblewoman. We're talking here about the 1320s, so the early-ish 14th century. She was prosperous. She was a moneylender, which actually makes her quite controversial in her time, because that's a traditionally unacceptable profession in the eyes of the church. She made her way through four husbands, which is also unusual, I mean, in terms of the demographics of the time.
How unusual would that have been, though? Because, you know,
very
people dropping off all the time. It's like death rate.
They were dropping off all the time, but it's likelier to have been the reverse, much more likely that a husband might have worked his way through several wives. But then again, of course, with Dame Alice, the allegation is that she helped a couple of them to an early grave through her potions and sacrifices and sorceries and diabolic pacts and so on. And so this quite rich, well-positioned, socially upright woman was accused of being part of a devil-worshipping sect. Who accused her? Well, technically it was the local bishop, because we're in Kilkenny, we're in medieval Ireland. But remember I said there'd been about four husbands in course, and so she actually had some quite jealous stepchildren who seemed likely to have been trying to undermine her. And at the same time, well, just previously, towards the end of the 13th century, because we're in the early 14th century, the Pope had actually legislated so there could be an inquisition into things like diabolical activity. So a few things came together, probably some quite cranky children, plus the fact that the local bishop seemed convinced that there was devil worshipping going on.
And a nifty new law they wanted to try out.
Yeah, and a new law, exactly. So it all just sort of came together. But, you know, at the heart of it, I was going to say it was Dame Alice, but unfortunately that's not quite true, because she was rich. So she got away, and she left her poor maidservant, who was called Petronilla, to actually carry the can. And Inquisition means exactly what you think it means in popular culture. You know, it does mean torture, burning, you know, that kind of thing. It's, you know, it has a bad reputation for a good reason. So poor old Petronilla was whipped and imprisoned and tortured and interrogated and then eventually burnt at the stake.
As you do, because she was, it was her testimony that they were relying on as the evidence for all of this stuff. But that testimony itself was basically got through torturing her until she was prepared to say anything they wanted her to say.
Which, let's face it, is the enduring problem with evidence derived from torture. Yeah. People tend to say whatever you want them to say. And, of course, in poor Petronilla's case, it was a bit of an own goal anyway, because it also implicated her in all of this diabolical activity. But Alice Kytella was rich enough to just sort of
hold him at bay and run away.
Slip away and and escape, but she vanishes from the pages of history as well.
It really seems like her essential crime in all of this is being a rich woman who repeatedly failed to die in childbirth.
Fundamentally, and whose husband's, you know, who knows, after the passage of history, maybe she did slip something into their drink and help them on their way to an early grave. We'll never really know. But, I mean, at least there's some satisfaction in all of this, and that it also backfired on the local bishop. And he ended up in prison as well. I mean, it's the most incredibly tangled.
How did the bishop get into prison?
Well, because we've got church law and we've got the law of the land, and which one overrides the other. And so the bishop was claiming that he had church law on his side. Local lay lawyers were saying, no, that is not the case. There was a very bitter dispute between them. And so the bishop actually did end up arrested for a time because Alice Kittler was rich. So for a while, she actually fought back and said, no, you are defaming me. You know, these are all very familiar legal mechanisms. I mean, maybe not the devil worship, but certainly the accusation of defamation. That's still going on in the courts in Australia at the moment. She did push back. Although, mind you, she's on, if you Google Dame Alice Kittler on Wikipedia, one of the links you get is serial killers before 1900.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just because of the, I guess, the unusual number of husbands she did seem to have. But, I mean, it's a good story because, you know, we wouldn't know of Alice Kittler otherwise, except that she ended up with all this accusation of black magic, sacrifice, crossroads, magic potions, animal sacrifices and all that kind of stuff. So it's a pretty lurid record. I don't know if it's how people want to be remembered, but at least we haven't forgotten her.
Yeah, and started a chain of witch trials and people being burned to death.
Absolutely, on both sides of the divide as well, because in time there's a Reformation and Protestants do it as well as the Catholics.
People. All right, Marcus Harms, thank you for that. And the next time someone says to you, oh, wasn't it great in the good old days, just think of Alice and maybe more importantly, right, think of poor old Petronella.
Poor old Petronella, I'll say. Yes, poor thing. Well, have a good afternoon, everyone.
All right, thanks, Marcus.